sad but true. With your tattoos and your hairdo.
Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Sunday edition of Local Music. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7 Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station. Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Welcome you into the show tonight. Good evening, Mr. Utah Burgess.
Good evening.
We are going to have two special guests tonight because Bob created a computer glitch last week that took out all the music, unfortunately. So we're going to make good our get-together with Called to be Saints coming up tonight and let you hear their songs in addition to their discussion, because we had such a great show, and I put the kibosh on that for a week. That was a new first, so hopefully no more of those. But we also have a special guest coming in all the way from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Alex Shoemaker, who emerged as a very young, talented drummer and has evolved into now a recording artist and playing not only for himself, but two other bands. But we want to thank the Meatlock Recording Studio here in Butler, Jim Harpell and his staff, for the great work they do and presenting this opening segment of our show. Want to mention Utah, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We have begun the center stage previews on Fridays, brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee. So we are having some fun playing the bands that you'll get to see, and you can get those tickets and make your plans now for August.
Yep, thebandjam.com. Kids 17 and under are free. Hey, you're interested in being a sponsor or vendor, hit us up.
Yeah, that's available information on the website as well, thebandjam.com. Let's get into our interview with Alex Shoemaker here tonight, who has come all the way in from Groundhog Land, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I would imagine it was just a busy time about a month ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every single year, man. But, you know, it brings a lot of money to the town, and it is something that's very cool, you know, especially being from there. But
absolutely. Have you ever gone to it, or have you played out that way?
I've gone the last probably 3 or 4 years. Me and a lot of my friends go. But yeah, we actually ended up playing four shows this year.
Yeah.
With Saturday and Sunday, I did a show with my new band Alex Shoemaker and the Degenerates outside, and then I had an acoustic show that night, and then the next day, my band Fuse, where I play drums in, we had a show, and then I ended up doing another acoustic gig, and that was down at the Borough, downtown, Big Barn Punks. I played at the Moose on Saturday night, but the cool thing about the Borough is everybody goes down there, so it's always packed, you know, but it was a very long week, and I started to lose my voice, you know, just being out in the cold and everything, but it always works out very well.
So is the groundhog drunk when on that day, or is it just everybody around the groundhog?
Probably. I don't know, man. I don't know.
He never looks very happy when they yank
out. No, I wouldn't either that early in the morning. I don't even want to get out of bed half the time, you know?
I don't know where I came across you, how long ago it even was, but you had a Facebook page, and I don't know, because I listened to music, must have popped up, and it was Alex Shoemaker, drummer.
Yes, sir.
And started to follow that. Let's talk a little bit about you and how long you've been doing this thing. Were you originally coming out as a drummer? How did you begin into the music side of things?
It kind of just came out of nowhere, in all honesty. I mean, I was 5 years old, and I mean, I had a lot of influences growing up, too. You know, my parents listen to classic rock heavily, you know, so I'd be on the way to preschool and there'd be a Journey record playing. There was a lot of Jackson Browne actually too in my preschool days, but like Foreigner and Bad Company, Boston, Styx, you know, bands like that. But Journey was the biggest one. I went up to Walmart and they had DVDs, you know. Most kids would go look for toys, and I looked at toys occasionally, but it was either DVDs or CDs, you know, of bands. And so nowadays I like to go check out the vinyls too. But so I picked up this DVD of Journey. They were live in Manila with their new lead singer, well, at the time, Arnel Pineda from the Philippines. And that was his hometown show. So, you know, I obviously grew up listening to Steve Perry like everybody else did. But picked that up and kind of just fell in love with the whole thing. And then Dean Castronova, who was drumming for them, he's my biggest idol for drums and everything like that too, and musician wise. But yeah, I took that home and watched that DVD for probably about an hour, and then I went and got an exercise ball and got my mom's kitchen utensils, broke all those, you know. And so my dad comes home from work, he cuts me coat hangers, and I asked him if he could buy me drumsticks. He goes, "There ain't no way I'm buying you drumsticks, man," you know. But and my parents were like, "Oh, this is probably just a phase," which I, at the time, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do, you know, 5 years old. Like, I mean, here I am almost 20 years old. I still don't know what I want to do whenever it comes to the music now, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it worked out at that time, though, because my grandparents saw that and they were like, "You know, you're coming up Saturday, so maybe we'll take you out to get a drum set." And so, you know, I got a little junior drum set, which I beat that to shreds within a few weeks. But I don't even know what happened to it. I think we sold it. But so it kind of just took off from there with, like, my obsession with it and, you know, my drive for it. You know, like I said, my parents thought I would kind of just, it would be a phase and I'd get out of it, you know. But then as it progressed, like, we started doing drum covers and doing drum videos. Like, that was my mom's idea. And we would just put them on there. And I actually had a lot of them that blew up. And there's some of them still to this day that they're getting airtime, you know, and they're from years and years ago. So, you know, like I said, there was quite a few that got a lot of airtime, and they still do. But so that happened, and then got into playing guitar as well. Played guitar for quite a while, and then didn't really like it as much, you know, because drums was kind of just like, I would play for 6 hours a day. I'd come home from school, that's all I'd do, which I drove my parents crazy, but, you know, I loved it. I did.
Yeah.
But like, and then I picked up guitar. It wasn't really till about a few years ago I stuck with the guitar, but I also do play keyboards too. You know, I did mess around with that back then. But back around COVID, we built a recording studio, a music studio, and that's where we put all my stuff at, and I spend a lot of time there now. But in the end now, got a lot of stuff going on too. So it's kind of crazy to think of where I've came, you know, to now. And I don't know how to explain it, you know, just how it's all came out of nowhere, you know?
You found the music bug is what you did.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah.
That's cool. And to have evolved into guitar playing, I mean, you're going to spin a tune for us in the studio here, a couple of them. Did you take any formal training during that trek, or was this just kind of self-taught and noodling around?
I had been in the studio quite a few times before, but the process was a lot different. You know, you can go in and track one or two songs, and you're like, okay, it's not that bad. But I'm playing everything myself, so it's like, got to play all the guitar. Well, my producer's playing the bass on the majority of the songs, and then I do have a few special guests. My guitar player, Brett Mulholland, and my band Fuse and the Degenerates, he's playing on two songs. And then I have a few other studio guys who are stepping in and doing some stuff that I just wasn't too good at yet. You know, I'm like, and they're like, hey, man, you know, we'll hop on it. You know, that's the cool thing about being in the studio and having those musicians is everybody is like, you could do it for any song and do it for anybody, any instrument, you know.
Yeah,
but I guess the big eye opener for me was, you know, I thought I could go in there and just wing it. You know, it's a tough process, man. But I've already learned a lot, and I'm already kind of telling people that this album could be a lot better. But it's like now that I've gone through it, and I'm like, I could have did that so much better, you know. But you're going to be like that with everything.
It's a different environment for sure.
Yes, yeah.
I'm still not used to it.
yeah.
Live versus in studio. You know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Let's have you spin a song here. You're going to play a song called Feel Alive. Tell us about that.
So I had the riff for that song for quite a while, and I just like fell in love with it. I texted a few of my friends. This was probably 2 or 3 years ago, and I was like, what do you guys think of this riff? They're like, that's awesome, dude. You know, that's great. And I had different sets of lyrics for it, and I just couldn't come to standards on what I wanted for it. And then one night I was just sitting around in the studio and kind of already had half the song written. But, you know, there was like 3 or 4 more sets of lyrics for that. And I kind of just got sick of waiting around because, like, I always worry, especially whenever you're writing music, that, oh, I have a really good riff. Well, I better get it out there before somebody else, you know, hops on it. That's what I always worry about, you know? So that's how I was with that song. I'm like,
riff piracy.
I don't care how many sets of lyrics are in this song. I don't care if it's an instrumental. I just want that riff out.
Yeah,
but,
that's cool.
So, yeah, it just came about. In the end, I think it's probably one of my favorites. I knew I wanted to get that one out first and start out with a bang for this album, you know. But it's worked out well so far, though, which I'm really thankful for that song.
Well, we're visiting with Alex Shoemaker in the studio tonight, and he's live with this song that he just described called Feel Alive on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Stay here much longer. Every day it gets harder. Missing your face and your ways. Can't find any ways to cope. I might as well just pray and hope that you come running back someday. Though I ain't got much to say. Call me when you're sober, baby, come over. I can't be alone much longer. Pull in my drive, I'll be out in 5. Baby, let me feel alive, yeah, feel alive. My eyes see tomorrow. All I see is the past. If I could have you in my life, oh, I'd make our love last. The last few years been a struggle on me, the way we've been fighting. But I know you well, you came from hell. You'll do it to me one more time. But call me when you're sober. Baby, come over. I can't be alone much longer. Pull in my drive. I'll be out in 5. I just want to feel alive. Yeah, feel alive. Call me when you're sober, I know you're hungover. Baby, let's do it one more time. Call me when you're sober, baby, come over. I can't be alone much longer. Pull in my drive, I'll be out in five. Baby, let me feel alive, yeah, I feel alive. Like I ain't got nobody. It's the way of society. But when you smile at me, it takes me away from reality. Sweatshirt you left on my porch, it's never been washed, no, it's never been worn. I like to think back on how it once was, endless nights, your invisible touch. Things ain't all or what they seem, cause it ain't like what it used to be. That one old picture from 3 years ago, it still lays low, yet still untold. Parents still call me 3 days a week. They really care, yeah, they still love me. Sometimes they're harder than most. Living so full, yet I still feel broke. Why can't you just come back to me? Cause it ain't like what it used to be. But all this time that we've been apart, I don't miss you, yet I wanna restart. You're still on speed dial in my phone. I bet you're breaking hearts away from home. I'll spend another night alone.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Hop on over to Cummings Candy and Coffee House and load up your Easter baskets with their famous dark chocolate and milk chocolate eggs with fillings like peanut butter, coconut, and cappuccino. Or choose from the assortment of malted chocolate crosses, bunnies, and other hand-dipped chocolate specialties. And you can never go wrong with a Cummings gift card, or how about a bag of whole bean or ground Main Street roast coffee? Visit Cummings Candy and Coffee House at one of their four convenient locations today.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You've tuned into the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Appreciate you joining us for some local music discussion. And this segment being brought to you by Build the Scene, Mr. Bill Damiano, who's been doing it for 2 decades strong, longer than the Grassroots Show has been around. And we appreciate his support, also helping to support our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August at Cooper's Lake Campground. Alex Shoemaker in the studio tonight, and we just heard two songs that Alex has just done here live for us in the studio. And that song, Ain't What It Used To Be, you said is going to be dropped as a single probably here in April, huh?
Yes, sir, yeah. Probably April 10th, I'm assuming, around that time, yeah.
Give us a little background to the song.
That was kind of just like an out-of-nowhere song for me. Sitting in the studio yet again and was messing around with that riff. And lyrics just kind of came to me a little bit, you know, out of nowhere. It probably took me about 20 to 30 minutes to write. And then my dad walked in and I was like, hey, listen to this. He goes, that's pretty good. That's really good. So I sent it to a few buddies of mine. I sent it to my old producer. And he said, wow, man. He said, that's pretty nice. I mean, it's different. You know, you got to have different types of tunes. That's almost like a Zach Bryan type feel, you know, for that one. That's kind of what I wanted to go towards. But, you know, I want to have more rockin' songs, but like if it hits you in the heart whenever you first write it, you know, why not put it out? So
sure. Yeah. So you said you're recording. Where have you been recording these particular tunes?
I've been recording with a friend of mine, Caleb Harmon, at Shed Sound Studios in Clarion, Pennsylvania. I've been through a few studios before. Like a few years ago, my old drum teacher, Matt Muckle, he has a studio called Hollywood Studios. He was Matt Vaughn's studio, excuse me, but Muckle was always there with Matt Vaughn. So I did those first two songs back in 2022. Still very good friends with both guys. I talk to Matt Muckle every week, you know. And then I had Danny Stagg from the band Kingdom Come. Yeah. He came in and sat in on a song, which was very cool. And both songs actually played the guitar. So that was really my first experience. And they gave me a good idea of what it was really going to be like.
Yeah.
And then I did another song a year later with a friend of mine, small town outside of Punxsie called Rossiter, my buddy Peyton Kerr. We did a song kind of like a Morgan Wallen rap song type vibe, you know. It was called In My Head. And then the next year, my buddy Ryan Reed, which is he's getting back into it now, we did a song together. It's called These Nights, and I actually have some recordings at his place. So, you know, we're looking to get back this summer. And that's the cool thing too, you know, especially with the guy I'm with now. You know, there's so many people that he's turned me on to. And he even said, too, you know, certain places, like, you know, you're not tied down to me, man. He's like, you can go work anywhere you want. And I said, I love that. You know, I don't want to be tied down to one place. So just the relationships I've built with him and within that studio and then even in the past, too, with the other guys, you know, it's been great.
Yeah. You said that you play a good bit of the music, the instruments. Is that right?
Pretty much everything, yeah, besides bass. Like I said, I had a few guys sit in, like my guitar player, Brett Mahal, and he did two songs.
Yeah.
And then another buddy of mine, Will Northey, on Ain't What It Used To Be, he did the slide guitar.
Okay.
So I always give credit where it's due, man. You know, I'm going to tell you if I don't play something, I'll be 100% about it, you know. But
yeah.
And then Caleb, my producer, he played bass on a majority of the songs.
Okay. That's cool. Let's kind of circle back around and mention, you talked about, you know, diving into drums at a young age. Pretty proficient on the guitar that we just saw. Have you taken any formal lessons on that, or has it been just kind of pick it up as you go?
I started taking drum lessons whenever I was six. And my drum teacher, Brian, at the time, he was like, you know, he didn't really want to take anybody that young. And then I can't even remember what happened. I think I was just playing around the one day. He goes, all right, I'll take him, you know. But the cool thing about Brian is, which I'll get back into everything in a minute too, but the cool thing about Brian is his son, Bryce, is my drummer in Alex Shoemaker and the Degenerates. So him and I have been really good friends for years. And so, like, that first show was kind of, like, you know, it was sweet. Like, it was just like an emotional moment, you know, especially for Brian too. But Bryce is in the Marine Reserves, and so this show, we have a show coming up where we're opening up for Creed Fisher and Jackal. Bryce can't make that, so Brian, my old drum teacher, he's going to play that show, which is awesome.
That is really cool.
But so after a while, stuff kind of got, you know, I got busy and everything, so did he. He ended up moving away, so we kind of just got out of that. But I took some lessons with Matt Muckle from Pittsburgh area, really good guy. We go to his house. He still sends me stuff. He's like, you got to learn this, man. You got to learn how to do that. But that was really cool. And then guitar-wise, there was a few guys earlier on, but Kenny Murdick, I was with him for quite a while. I was with him in a few bands. And then Matt Bernatti, I can never say his name right. He's a Pittsburgh area guy, but he's played with Fallcat for a very long time. So he gave me a few lessons too. But yeah, I the whole thing with guitar recently too, I mean, I learn a bunch of new stuff every day on drums, you know, drums, everything else, guitar, piano. But you know, if it wouldn't be for those guys, I wouldn't have got kickstarted, you know, where I was going. But yeah. I have learned a lot on my own, but it's been within from what they have taught me, you know, which is always good.
That's cool. Visiting with Alex Shoemaker tonight, you have a couple of other bands that you are involved in that keeps you busy, and a band called Fuse.
Yes,
I understand, does some classic rock angles, right?
Yeah, 70s and 80s, and we do a little bit of 90s. That band's been around for a very long time. I played with them for the first time when I was like 7 years old.
Wow.
And so, like within a few years ago, I would get calls very frequently to fill in, and I would be busy and be doing other stuff. And then around like December of 2023 is whenever I took it on, you know, and I went in. So I've been in the band for 2.5 years now almost. But yeah, those guys are great. I met my guitar player that's also in my other band, The Degenerates, Brett Mulholland, and we do a bunch of acoustic shows together. Great kid, you know, he's my age, and he could do stuff on the guitar that, you know, you close your eyes, it reminds you of a lot of other bigger guitar players. But Nick and Rick are good guys, too. Nick George, the lead singer, and then Rick Hartman, the bass player. So we've done a lot. It's been a very fun time, and we've gotten to do some pretty cool things in the past, but I enjoy it, though. It's always been good with them.
How long have they been around?
Probably about 30-some years.
I was going to say, because Fuse, all right. Yeah, that was Rick Nielsen and Tom Peterson's original band,
too.
Oh,
really? Oh, wow.
So, maybe there's a connection here.
Oh, wow, okay.
Name your band Fuse, form fame and fortune yet to come.
Yeah, they had a bunch of different members throughout the years.
Was any of them named Rick Nielsen?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to ask, maybe. I don't know.
They're going back, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. And now, tell us about The Degenerates. Is that more of a... You, is this the band that you do kind of a mishmash of stuff, country and rock?
Well, yeah, so we kind of wanted to put that together. I'll name a few of the guys we do. Like, we do some Hardy, Co Wetzel, Gavin Adcock, Treaty Oak Revival. You know, so we're doing the newer country stuff, but we're putting our own gist on it, you know, which whenever we started out doing that, you know, we're like, we want to stay as true to the record as we possibly can, but like, we want to put our own side into it, you know? Mm-hmm. But yes, we did do a few mashups. Cody Parks and the Dirty South, they're a big up and coming band. They have quite a few songs. They do a cover of, they call it Thundercast 69, but it's White Zombie, Thunder Kiss mixed with Folsom Prison by Johnny Cash.
Wow.
And then there's another one's Grundy County Cowboys, Grundy County Auction, and Cowboys from Hell by Pantera. Seminole Wind, also by John Anderson, they do that. So, like I was telling you guys before, like we want to do our own thing, but, you know, we're putting 80s guitars into country music and making it our own in a way, which...
Pretty cool.
Like I said, I didn't know how a lot of people were going to feel about it, but I guess just come out and see if you like it.
That's right. Yeah. As far as where people can find you, tell us about your socials and where people can follow along as you're dropping these singles. And is this intended to be an album eventually, or will you just stay the single route? Because a lot of acts are doing that nowadays.
I do have this album coming out. I've been saying for quite a few years I was going to put one out, but I just kind of got away from it. I mean, probably about actually 6 years ago now around COVID, like I was saying that I was going to put one out, and then I just never did. I was kind of heavily against the albums before, just because in today's day and age, I just really don't feel like music sells the same that it used to in certain aspects. I mean, nobody really goes out and buys albums anymore, right. Which there's a select few now, you know. Luke Combs just dropped one. You know, it's already number one, but he's Luke Combs.
Right.
So it's like, especially starting out, you're kind of like, you know, I just want to give people something because I feel like I've made them wait for so long. But I think I might stick with the single route for a little bit. I haven't figured it out. You know, I want to do a few different like concept albums, you know, cause I have so many roots that it's like everywhere, every genre, you know, so maybe do a yacht rock album in the future. You know, I want to do a cover album of some sort, maybe do an 80s album, you know, 80s pop, you know, new wave or rock, you know, something like that. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. That's something for the future to figure out.
And where do we find you?
I do have some socials. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. I do have a Snapchat page if anybody has Snapchat. But I'm online. I think it's Alex Shoemaker Drummer, alexshoedrums.com or something like that. I don't know.
I'm looking at just alexshoemaker.com.
There we go. Thank you. I should have had you fact check that. See, that's a shame. I don't even know my own page.
You only get the truth here on the Grassroots.
Well, there you go. But yeah, there is on that page, there's everything. There's a link to my Spotify and iTunes and everything like that. I'm on every streaming service you could listen to. Right. So.
And tickets available for your opening for Creed Fisher and Jackal. That's up at the Raindrop, right?
Yes, yeah, that'll be great, too, because, I didn't mention before, but I was about 10 years old, and I had gotten a call one night, and it was some guy saying, hey, they want you to play with Jackal. We want to set this up at Ohio Bike Week. So this was, like, months before. We didn't hear anything until, like, Tuesday night. The show was on a Thursday or Friday. So it rolls around on that Tuesday night. He's like, hey, they want you. You got to come to Sandusky. You know, we show up. It's a whole entire day process. I'm like, oh, this is really happening. So anyway, ended up doing that. You know, all the guys from Jackal were awesome. You know, I was 10, and Jesse James Dupree, he's a trip, man. He's a good guy. And so we did that, and here we are 10 years later, almost to the day that I opened up with them. And I play with them. Now we're opening up for them, excuse me.
Yeah.
So I haven't really pitched it to them yet. I mean, I've caught up with Jesse the last few times I've seen him. And, you know, it's almost like it's very cool to me because, like, the way we were talking, it's like we had been buddies for 30 years, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to try and put it together where we can maybe do, you know, mashup of, you know, the 10-year anniversary. We could redo that, you know.
That's pretty cool.
But so, yeah, we got the bill for that show, and I'm really excited because the people at the Raindrop, they're excellent people, and they get a lot of acts up there. And
they do.
So they treat us very well. So I'm really looking forward to that show.
Alex Shoemaker, S-H-U-M-A-K-E-R. Check him out, and you can follow along other shows he'll be and the music that is coming. And we're going to do Can't Help a Heartbreak, a recorded piece along with Pedal to the Metal. Give us a little intro of those songs for us.
Can't Help a Heartbreak I wrote pretty quickly, too. I actually had the lyrics wrote before the riff. You know, a lot of people ask, you know, how do you write songs? I don't know. It just kind of comes out of nowhere. Like, I mean, me being a drummer and everything and having a pretty good rhythm, it's like I could start out with a drum beat, but, you know, then I have a riff and whatever comes first, I guess. But that was kind of a song. It just came together out of nowhere. And but it was in pieces, though. You know, I would come back to it from time to time again. But it's kind of one of my more mainstream songs, you know. But I really like it, though. The recording came out really good, too. But so, yeah, that one was something that I'm... And that one is really a big one that I can't wait to get out for everybody to hear.
And then tell us about Pedal to the Metal.
Pedal to the Metal, I wrote with a friend of mine, Michael James, from Nashville. He lives in Nashville. He's from Long Island. So the funny story about this is he's like, you know, we need to write a country song, man, and like a country song. And but he's like, you know, I kind of grew up on the beach a little bit, but like I kind of have ideas from whenever I've been down your way, like I understand. And so we did a Skype lesson. I've done a lot of Skype lessons. We did a Skype one day. And, it just kind of came together. And I kind of reworked it around, you know, he's been super busy. He was out on tour. I can't remember who he opened up with, but, he was going from city to city for probably 3 or 4 months. And so he said, you know, we're going to have to check back on it. But we kind of, it was supposed to be, he was going to feature on it. You know, we were going to do one together. But next time I head back down to Nashville, we're going to do one together down there. But yeah, it turned out really well. It is a personal favorite of mine, too. Just really like the sound of the recording. You know, it's a really kicky in the face type of track. So I really like that.
Coming in from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, we appreciate the visit. Alex Shoemaker, wish you the best of luck, and thanks for coming in and playing live in the studio.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. Been a great time.
AlexShoemaker.com. Here we go. We've got a couple of songs. Can't Help, Heartbreaking, Pedal to the Metal. It's the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
just out here doing what we love. Rusted trucks getting stuck in the mud. Living like it's our last day alive. We're going pedal to the metal all night. Bumping George Strait on the radio, quoting our favorite TV shows. Nothing going on downtown, so we're kicking it way on out. Beer in one hand, camera in the other. We're all out just pissing off our mothers. That's okay, yeah, because we got it. Thought we know being where we're from. Raising hell and kicking up dust. Shooting out every red stop sign. Yeah, we're rolling beneath. Not worried about tomorrow. Got the good Lord to follow. Taking time to enjoy this life. We're going pedal to the metal all night. Yeah, we're never worried about the cops. We ain't gonna stop. Those four old wheels are doing their job.
Hop on over to Cummings Candy and Coffee House and load up your Easter baskets with their famous dark chocolate and milk chocolate eggs with fillings like peanut butter, coconut, and cappuccino. Or choose from the assortment of molded chocolate crosses, bunnies, and other hand-dipped chocolate specialties. And you can never go wrong with a Cummings gift card, or how about a bag of whole bean or ground Main Street roast coffee? Visit Cummings Candy and Coffee House at one of their four convenient locations today.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our grassroots show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. In this segment, being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service in their four locations to serve you around the Butler area. And, of course, they're going to be presenting the Friday Spotlight on the Band Jam. We call it Center Stage at Band Jam around 7:45, and that'll be coming up real quick as we start to preview the acts that will be a part of this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground. And I personally want to offer my apology to our upcoming band, who we actually heard from last week, but we didn't get to hear their music because of one failed keystroke by myself. This is on me, and as a result, music didn't accompany the interview. So we're going to make that good. We're going to hear from the band Called to be Saints again and let you hear the music along with that, because it was pretty awesome stuff. And my apology again to Called to be Saints. We got a full house in here this morning, don't we?
Yeah, we had to borrow some chairs. It's not that bad, but we're gonna be rocking the room today.
That's right.
I think Megan's next door. She's probably dancing away in there.
She could be banging on the walls saying calm down in there. But we're excited, of course, as we record this for our Sunday night, to have all of the members of a relatively new band, at least as far as the grouping of them, Called to be Saints band. And we want to welcome in to the show Chad Michelini, who is with us. Chad, good to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having us. Yeah. This is great. I've been listening to this show for a long time, and it's great to be here.
Well, I think you have reached out to us in the past with some musical entities, right?
2018-19. Yeah. You did. You played a couple of songs. I've been at it for a while. I think probably about 2008 is when I started actually writing music. But then it took a while. A lot of failed attempts. And then 2018-19, I released an album, and you played two of the songs off of that. And it was great. It was a great experience. And then it just took a little bit of time for that. Going solo to migrate to this band. So excited.
Fame and fortune didn't follow immediately after we played them two songs.
I really thought you're back.
Wait, I'm on the Grassroots Show. This is history.
Yeah.
Right?
It was really exciting. It's exciting to be here. This is fun. I'm glad you guys do this. It's exciting to be to listen to all the bands come through and just to hear what everybody brings. Such talent in this area. It's mind-blowing.
And we just continue to scratch the surface. I say that every other week, too. But it just seems like the show just keeps presenting itself each and every Sunday night, right? with the talent that's out here.
Yes.
Because we're finding somebody new all the time. And we're anxious to have you guys play some tunes. You're going to do a couple tunes in the studio here tonight. But let's kind of go around the circle here. We're going to hop over here because I want to come back to the young lady sitting next to you, because I know she's very connected to you. Emma is with us. But we're going to go to the far side of things, and Jonathan Yates, one of two Johns that are in here, and see how long I keep that together. But Jonathan Yates on the drums. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Really excited to be drumming here for Call to Be Saints. I learned a lot from my grandfather growing up. He was a World War II veteran and basically just played the drums the whole time. Grew up kind of watching him play jazz, a lot of jazz, and anytime we go to visit, I'd always be surrounded by drum sets, and I just looked at him and I was like, that's what I want to do.
That's in your blood.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So he was in jazz bands, or did he just play jazz?
So he did a lot of different things. So I guess when I started playing, he was actually teaching a lot of the students at the Ohio State University. Okay. So he taught a lot of the kids there, and then he did a little bit of jazz here and there, and I mean, he just, anything that he could do tied to drumming, he would basically do. So he was a great inspiration.
Cool. So you've been playing drums for quite a while then?
Yeah. I mean, one of the times I went over there and visited and I told him, hey, I want to play drums. He said, okay. He brought me down, put together a drum pad for me on the spot. He said, okay, we're going to start doing paradiddles. And that was basically how it started.
Starting on the drum pad, the right way, right?
Yeah, right. The one that didn't, annoy my mom, basically. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Have you been in bands before?
Yeah. So this is my first kind of band, I guess, if I could call it that. I've done, you know, marching band, different things in high school, and then I do play every Sunday morning at my church, Evangel Heights, as well. So.
Okay. So you've been well-versed in it, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Having fun with this experience
so
far? Yeah,
it was great. I'm turning 40 soon. I told my wife, you know, does your midlife crisis find you, or do you find it? And, you know, Chad reached out, said he's looking for a drummer. I said, well, I guess this is perfect timing for my midlife crisis then. You know, why not?
Well, that's good. At least you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Sitting next to you is Sean Smith on electric guitar. Sean, welcome to the show.
Now, Sean, John, and John, the names all mean the same thing.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, it means God is gracious. I think that's what our names mean. Well, that's what my name means, but I think we have the same.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that's how we roll.
And it fits the mold of this band?
Yeah,
right?
It does. It's very nice.
Yeah. Sean, a little bit about yourself. When did you pick up a guitar? Did you have a musical family?
I wanted to play guitar when I was a kid, and I really wasn't able to do it, so I picked it up when I was in college, not to get girls, just because I had a little spare time. And
that's a first.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I got a first here on the Grassroots Show.
But yeah, it just clicked, and I loved it, and it's been a great, I don't want to say hobby, but just a great thing to do. And so pretty much it's kind of odd to find myself here, because I've just been making weird noises in my basement for probably about 25 years. And, you know, just... Just the kind of music I've been playing is sort of crazy, weird shoegazer stuff. And Chad just seemed to like the soundscapes I was making. So I'm Chad's neighbor, by the way. Hi, Chad.
Okay. All right.
Well, like five doors down. But yeah, he probably heard it vibrating and just, you know, was like, this is okay, yeah. This could work with us. So it's fun to see it come together, you know, kind of my style and his style when we're doing the electric thing. And yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been doing.
All right. And well, three doors down is already taken.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah. We could, yeah.
So you always have a backup name, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So self taught then?
Yeah, self taught.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just kind of learned and I got into like recording music and that sort of thing. On my computer, and that's kind of how I learned to do layering and all this other stuff, and then just kind of ran from there.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Sitting next to you, Jonathan Witenski on the bass guitar.
Sir.
And, love the Penguin outfit, getting ready for the Colorado game. This is a Monday recording. So
Gino's back.
Yeah, finally.
Right?
Yeah. But good to have you on. A little background to yourself. Have you always been a bass player? Or?
I have, yeah. I've always been an oddball when it comes to music. Like, so... Bass has kind of come naturally. I started in seventh grade playing in a jazz band, a concert band over at Freeport High School and whatnot. And then most of my, you know, spare time at home in my basement, I was playing along, because we didn't have internet for the longest time. So I'd be going to digging through my dad's records, CDs and cassette tapes, just trying to find something to play along to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like looking around. A lot of the stuff on here is what I would blast, like Cosmos Factory, Chicago. Of course, Chicago.
Yeah.
I used to annoy the crap out of my dad with Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, playing it on the CD player, playing along, ripping the Peter Cetera's bass lines.
Good stuff.
So, it's been, yeah, this is like a really big dream to finally be in a, you know, a band like this, getting my crazy ideas in my head out here and kind of like him annoying everyone else with my sounds.
Yes. So this is your first experience in an actual band then?
Yeah, first like recording band outside of, you know, school and whatnot.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's been a lot of fun. Like him, I'm like self-taught besides mm-hmm. the schooling stuff, but before that it was, you know, listening to a record and seeing, oh, this works, this doesn't, this works, and just figuring out, because I didn't, you know, there's no tabs at the time for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just play out, you know, just playing around.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memories was my dad, I would learn a song. My dad would come to me. I'd like show it to him. He'd be like, oh, that's great. Now, until you can play Bytor and the Snow Dog by Rush,
oh boy.
I don't want to hear it. And then
not setting the bar too high or anything.
And so my favorite memory of that was the one day I actually did. I felt so proud. I was like, hey, Dad, guess what I can finally do?
Yeah.
And I, you know, ripped Geddy Lee right there in front of him.
No kidding. Oh, that's awesome. Now you hit him over the head with some Billy Sheehan or some Tony Franklin, and it'll really be blown away, right? Oh, that's good stuff. Now we come to Emma, who is sitting next to Chad, and I guess you're Chad's daughter, Emma?
I am, yes.
So you guys might have been vocalizing for a lot of years before even this entity came together?
Yeah, we have. I remember being a little girl and coming downstairs, and my dad would be playing guitar, and I'd come and dance around the room, and I had no idea that he was writing originals at the time. I was too young, but... As the years passed, I figured out that's exactly what he was doing, and I'd sing along, and I've always joined him downstairs in the music rooms, even at our old flat house, and we'd play along together and sing, and it was always a lot of fun, and now we are here.
I can still picture a little Emma jumping on the bed, and I'd play a song, Walk Away, that was played here, and she would just be dancing and jumping on the bed, and I still remember that.
Oh, that's cool. So do you have you... been a vocalist, or has it just been, I mean, did you get involved in chorus at school or do things like that?
Yes, so I was very eager to start a music kind of career, and as soon as fourth and fifth grade hit in elementary school, I instantly joined choir, and that's whenever Freeport kicked off their musicals. So I joined the musical in fifth grade, and the rest has been history, and I was in musicals for 9 years and choir for 9 years as well, and I went on to do districts and regions and state choir, and that was a lot of fun.
Wow.
I had a very welcoming community and a lot of very talented friends and teachers who supported us all, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Are you pursuing that, or was that just for then and now you're focused on this?
A lot of it was kicks and giggles and to fill up my free time. Right now, I am focusing more on my major at Slippery Rock, but I will never let music completely disappear in my life. So this has been a great opportunity to keep it in my life while singing with the band.
Well, being a fellow Rock alum, what are you studying at the Rock?
Early childhood education.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
My sister is a graduate, early childhood education
That's
in special ed. So
nice.
Neat stuff. See, it's a Rock community here. See how it plays out?
Absolutely.
So good stuff. So, Chad, this entity that is, we want to get to that in a minute, but we're going to have you introduce a song, and then we'll talk about how this all came to be and names and all that exciting stuff, because this is a really cool vibe, the Called to Be Saints band. And you've got a song that you're going to spin for us or play live here. We got two that are recorded, but you're going to do two back-to-back here live in the studio to kick things off. First up is Where Are You Going? Tell us about that.
Yeah, the first one's Where Are You Going? And it's going to be our new single.
Okay.
We're working on recording it right now, and so we're excited about it. Probably in... I don't know, maybe April we plan to release it. So today was the first time we played it acoustic other than Saturday. Saturday was the first time we got together with all acoustic instruments. It felt right, had a different kind of vibe to it, but we liked it. And we're like, we'll play this at the radio station. But it's going to be a full production single coming out hopefully in the next month. And then the next song is called Changing My Ways. And that is the song that kicked the whole band off.
Okay.
That's the song that got everything started. My friend Tom, there's a long story behind it. I don't know if now's the time to
let's come back after
we'll come back
recap,
to that, but, yeah. to that. But this is the song that kicked it all off for us.
All right. So that'll be following Where Are You Going? And another Grassroots exclusive. How about that, Utah? It's the Grassroots Show tonight featuring the band Called to Be Saints. On The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Question after question, hearing an inner trust you all the way. I'm watching morning break through after all the lonely nights. I can feel your mercy shift in restoring every piece of my life. So talking to myself, but now I'm listening. This inner voice is calling, saying it's time to live again. Do you know where you're going? Do you know where you'll be? No one really knows, cause there's no guarantee. You're a nightmare.
Like Jacob, I have wrestled with the Lord, and like David, I've thrown some stones. Like Moses, I have broken the rules, and like Peter, I've denied the Lord. Don't do as I say, but do as I do. I'm still making mistakes, but I'm working on changing my ways. I want to do as he says and do as he does to make me a saint. But I've got a long way to go of changing my ways.
Like Noah, I've lived through storms. Like Saul, I have been blind. Like Thomas, I doubted the Lord, and like Jonah, disobeyed his word. Don't do as I say or do as I do. I'm still making mistakes, but I'm working on changing my ways. I want to do as he says and do as he does to make me a saint. But I've got a long way to go of changing my ways. But I'm trying to change my ways.
Like Solomon, I tend to judge.
Like James and John, I was quick to anger. And Lot's wife, I kept looking back at evil. I couldn't walk away from sin. Don't do as I say, or do as I do. I'm still making mistakes, but I'm working on changing my ways. I want to do as he says and do as he does to make me a saint, but I've got a long way to go of changing my ways. But I'm trying to change my ways. But I'm trying to change my ways. I'll keep on trying to change my ways.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, mark that calendar for Sunday, June 28th, and join in on the celebration of life for Scotty Bajak, featuring local music, basket raffles, a 50-50 and more at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. Tubi's Acoustic are headed to Warrendale Friday, April 10th, to the Generosa Cafe and Bistro from 6:30 to 9:30, and then Saturday down near New Stanton to the Bella Terra Vineyards in Hunker, Sunny Lane in Hunker, 1 to 4 Saturday, April 11th. The Rock Down Right Tour gears up for Corey's Cruise 2026 on Saturday, July 25th, coming to the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Check out Corey'sCruise.com for more information. And, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, where tickets are on sale now at thebandjam.com, August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground in the Slippery Rock area. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, April 2nd, join in for a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport, featuring Nashville recording artist Elena at 7:30. Saturday, April 4th, the House Concert Series at the Fieldhouse in Cabot continues with Jake Parks Live at 7. Also Saturday, April 4th, it's the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series, featuring the hits of the 80s with Mr. Miyagi, Miller Lite specials, and free admission. And Saturday, April 11th, join the Noble Hops Live at the Oasis Pub in Erie with special guests Ingo Swan. This is going to be a rock and roll show that you won't want to miss, folks. So drive on up to the Oasis Pub in Erie and crack one open in celebration of great local music.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show, but continuing our visit with Called to be Saints. And this segment being brought to you by Music from the 412. Check it out, musicfromthe412.com. Look it up on Roku, your Fire Stick, and think about making a donation to help support the local music cause and celebrating the fact that, they've got a radio station, but also a video channel that shows local music and bands. If you're a band with a video, get it to Music from the 412. Also, two-man happy hour. And I know you were just traveling up into the area last weekend and probably bumped into those guys. Huh?
We actually did bump into them. Amazing how that works. I ran into to Jack and Brian at the Oasis, checking out a band called the I-90s. And then we had a couple shows up there ourselves. And it was a very good weekend for us.
Awesome stuff, man. Awesome stuff. Well, we are continuing our visit that you heard last week with Call to Be Saints, but hey, we're going to include the music this time around. My bad, Bob Cupp, blame it on me. But boy, it was a great visit with these guys, and I'm so impressed with the musicianship that they have. And Chad and his daughter, man, they just blended music so incredibly. And you got to hear that in that opening segment. Let's continue on with Call to Be Saints here tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. We are joined by Sean, Chad, and Emma here tonight. And we just heard another live cut in the studio, Changing My Ways. Chad, give us a little background of that song, because you said as you were leading into the performances here tonight, that was the song that just kind of tied everything together for you guys.
It is, yes. I remember back in 2018-19, I released an album. And I remember going to a bar with a friend, and I remember us talking about it, and him asking me the question, what do you want to do with this? And he just totally caught me off guard, like deer in headlights. And I didn't know, I couldn't answer his question. Like, what do I want out of all of this? And even to today, that question still resonates with me. And so this fast forward time, I kind of stopped writing for a long time, and because I really didn't have a purpose with it, or I couldn't find the purpose. And so then we started this program at my church. It's called Alpha. It's a great program. You can check it out, alphausa.org. And it's about finding your purpose. Anybody in their life that's, you know, struggling and they don't know what direction to take their life, it's just a good way to, you know, get with other people and talk about your experiences and grow in relationship with each other and grow in faith. And so we were running this Alpha course, and my friend Tom was helping. He's the MC, and I was helping with the music. Well, we did Christian music, and I didn't even know contemporary Christian music was a thing. You know, I was like, my prime music was 90s alternative. You know, okay. That's when I grew up, and I didn't even know contemporary Christian music other than your traditional church songs, right? Mm-hmm. And so Tom introduced me to this world of contemporary Christian music while we were doing Alpha, and I fell in love with it. The musicianship, the lyrics, they all have a good meaning, you know, a good message behind them. So I still wasn't writing. I was just kind of taking it all in for a long time. And then a group of friends, we went to the Fest a couple years ago, which is this big Christian day out in Wycliffe, Ohio. I don't know if anybody's heard about it. And it's just a wonderful day. It's always the first Saturday of August, or no, first Sunday of August. And they bring in four big bands, this big field, and they play Christian music. There's prayer, there's adoration in the chapel, there's a mass at the end of the night, and there's fireworks. It's a great day. So a group of friends went. We call ourselves the A-Team. And we spent the whole weekend, and it was a great weekend. We get home, and the next day, Tom emails me, and he's like, hey, I have this poem I wrote. I was inspired by the weekend. It was just such a great weekend with friends and faith, and I read it, and I'm like, wow, this is really good. I like this poem. And I reached back out to him, like, do you mind if I try to put some music to this? And I sat down. When I finally had some time, I sat down, and the music just poured right out. Oh. And even Utah, you might appreciate this. Like, chords I've never even played before, I played them for the first time, and it was just, I don't know, it was just like that song was meant to be. And so I sent it back to him, like, I need another verse. This is still going. I need a third verse. He shot me an email within probably half an hour with another verse, and that was the song. It just created itself. And and I had no thoughts of creating a band, nothing. And that song, even that, it's like, okay, well, Emma and I can sing that one. And we did. It became a single. I think we released it as a single a couple years ago. And then the writing kept coming. It's just fun. It's been really fun working with Tom and writing with Tom. And I'm like, well, These songs need more energy than just an acoustic guitar, a couple singers. So, like, maybe we need to create something here. Maybe we can build a band. And I reached out on this website and found Gary, who was the drummer on our album. And he joined us. And then through Gary as the drummer, I met John. He knew John, bass. So then the four of us basically wrote, we worked together to create the album. It's called Surrender. We released it back in July 19th, 2025. And it's a fun experience. It was fun to be writing songs with others. It was new to me. I've always just been writing by myself. But just that dynamic of writing together and then bringing a band together and hearing different input from everybody, the songs just, they change, you know, with everybody's input and their past histories on, you know, we all have different different people that we've learned from, and we all bring that to these songs. And they've really become better because of the group.
That's cool to hear the band dynamic come into play.
Yes.
Like that.
And then Gary recently left, I'd say, maybe three, four months ago. He wanted to go pursue other music. And so that's when I reached out, and we were able to get Jonathan and then Sean.
Hello.
Jonathan, another rock alum, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
You're surrounded, Utah.
And I'm really glad that people shared, because I think someone shared. I put a Facebook post out there, yeah, and someone shared it with you, right? They saw the post.
Yeah, someone shared it with me, and they just tagged me and said, "Hey, this seems interesting." And I was like, "You know what? It does seem interesting. I think I'll reach out and see if they want me or not." And so I remember sitting down in Chad's basement playing the first few songs and kind of wasn't sure what to expect. And at the end of it, you know, I thought it went well. I had to ask him, though. I said, "So am I in?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, you're in. Yeah, you're in." I'm like, "All right, cool."
So the timing worked out well. You were in your midlife crisis. You were preparing for it. Yeah. And we reached out right on time.
Bingo. Very well. So where did you do the recording? Do you have your own studio, or did you go somewhere to actually record?
In my basement.
Okay.
We've been recording. And yeah, just throughout the years, I've been trying to learn how to record, and so yeah, it's nice because it's a little less stress, I think, because we can record on our own terms, and if it's not feeling right, we don't record.
Yeah,
you know, but when things are really clicking, then we hit the record button, and that's one of the songs you're going to hear, the last song we're going to play. It's actually live and uncut. We got together we wrote the song, and it just came together really quick. We didn't have enough time to track it, so we're just like, we're just gonna set a microphone up in the middle of the room and we're gonna see what happens. And it stuck. Everybody was just so honed in at that we're like, we're just going to keep it. Wow. And so that's what made the album. Yeah. It was a little easier, no mixing, there was like nothing. It was the easiest recording we've done so far.
I don't remember the band that I was watching, but there was an interview it was within the last couple of weeks, and it's an iconic band, and I on top of my head and I can't think of it. Iconic song too, but it was all of them. They just stood around, they were mic'd up, and they started to play the song just to kind of rehearse it. And they went through it so magnificently, they couldn't repeat it. And that's the version you hear. And I don't know, it was the Eagles or somebody. But they were like, yeah, we tried to fix it. We didn't need to. And that's what you heard, first take. So sometimes that works.
Yeah, and that's funny because we can't repeat it either. I remember sitting on Gary's back porch, and we could not repeat. We were trying to. We're like, we've played this before, and we just couldn't do it. We're like, thank God we had that microphone set up.
That's good. That's cool. So you have the two songs you just did live, you'll be working on putting those out eventually. You said, Where Are You Going? Is that going to be the next one?
That's going to be the single. So, and we have three other songs we're working on that feel pretty good. Two others that the band's aware of. And then John and I just sat down, when was it, earlier? That was actually on Saturday, and we started tinkering with something, and it really started to develop as a potential song. So a lot of new music should be coming here.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Where can we find you? Where can people find your music? And do you have plans to do events and play?
Yes. So you can go online, find us on our website. It's called to be saintsband.com. And that's how it has all our information. You can find us there, and then all the streaming platforms, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, you can find all of our songs there. And we do have some upcoming shows. This one here, we were really excited about. And then May 11th, we're going to be playing in Katanning at the Presbyterian Church for a food bank fundraiser.
Okay.
Really excited about that. That's such a good cause. And it's not only, it kind of kicks off the fundraiser for the week. And it's not just, you know, bring your food items. It's also about showing people, you know, educating people that there's a need for this in our area. So so we're gonna kick that off with Dmitry Koval, and that's gonna be 6 to 7, I think, May 11th, and then we're gonna play at Essential Fermentation on May 23rd from 6 to 8. That'll be fun. One of my favorite breweries. Freeport, becoming a regular there. And then July 18th is going to be a fun one. The church we go to, St. Mary Mother of God Church in Freeport, they are having their 200th anniversary.
Wow.
200 years this church has been around. That's amazing, right?
It truly is.
It started at the river in Freeport. There's a gazebo there, and we're going to have a music festival. So, looking forward to that.
July 18th.
July 18th. Yeah, times to be determined, but you can go on our website. We'll be putting out a lot of information about it. But all that information can be found on our website. So,
well, as a whole, as a relatively young band, I mean, just watching your dynamic in the studio here, and especially doing it acoustically, it seems like you guys got a real special vibe going on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Called to be Saints. Great to have them in the studio here tonight. We're going to do Trail of Blood and Dust. Give us a little background of that one.
Yeah, so Tom wrote the lyrics of this one, and he sent it over to me, and I fell in love with them. It's just if Jesus existed in a different time period, what would that have looked like?
Okay.
And that's the premise of the song. And I always liked the song. And I usually record my voice first. And then Emma will come in and we'll lay a track down with her. And I fell in love with the song when she came in on the first verse, out in the desert, hot and dusty. And she... just that real country voice came out in her that I've never heard before. And I listened to that lyrics, those lyrics, and I just took my what I sang and I just deleted it all. Like, she's singing all of this. So I fell in love with that. And just that country voice really came out. And it's just a really good story. It's more of a country indie type song. Okay. I really love it. It's got a harmonica in it. It's got the mandolin. I think it has a 12-string in it. So that's more of our softer song. And then we're going to finish out with What Makes It Good. It's that song. We put the microphone in the middle of the room, and we just jammed out.
And boom, there it was. Huh?
Yep.
The funny thing about the intro on Trail of Blood and Dust is that, like, wind you hear with the Doppler effect in it was... We were just sitting around recording it one day, and I had this epiphany. I was like, what if we had some like cool like wind effect? Because, you know, Trail of Blood and Dust out west, you know, there's like tumbleweeds blowing by or whatnot. So I was hearing a little bit of feedback coming through my amp. So I boosted that signal through my delay pedal, and then I started like using the wah pedal to get the Doppler effect on it. I was like, we just created wind. And so we put it on the
record button, and it's on there. You'll hear at the beginning, you'll hear a little wind blowing, so you can visualize the tumbleweeds blowing by.
Good stuff.
And it's interesting about that song too, is what makes it good. We started writing that song
it was actually that session.
Trail of Blood and Dust, I was going to record John on the bass. And I was listening to him. He's toying around on the bass. I'm like, what are you playing right now? I really like that. And we just stopped. We put that aside, and we started writing, and that's what makes it good. Yeah. Came out of us recording Trail of Blood and Dust.
I was waiting for him to get set, and I just started riffing. Once I start riffing, I don't stop. I was like, just keep it going. I was like, I guess we're not recording that anymore.
Hit the pause button and came back to it the next day.
Neat stuff. Neat stuff. Well, Chad, Emma, Jonathan, and Sean. Good to have you guys in. Best of luck in the future and what you've got going with Call to Be Saints, the band.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Here we go. Trail of Blood and Dust, followed by What Makes It Good here tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
As trail boss, you gave your solemn word to watch and oversee the herd.
You were on the trail for a month and a third.
40 days and 40 nights out on the trail of blood and dust.
You loose my sin and make me just. Out in the desert, hot and dusty. Life is hard in the backcountry. Long days that'll make any man hungry. Tempted to make bread from the stones, but man doesn't live on bread alone. Your obedience tested, the devil dethroned. When thieves come to steal a few of the herd, you cast them off with only words. They scurry, their schemes deter.
Sitting round a fire, singing songs, the law shows up and says your way is wrong.
You tell them that the path needs redrawn.
40 days and 40 nights out on. Dust.
You lose my sin and make me just.
The night you keep the wolves at bay.
Daily directing and showing the way.
Always on the lookout for the strays.
Like me.
As a humble son of servitude, before the long and weary journey through, you wipe the boots of your crew. When the chuck wagon rolls up in the dust, you take sips from your tin cup, and you break bread
and offer it up. The rest is history told by your scars. You're a legend. Sin and make me just. The night you keep the wolves at bay. Daily
days and 40 nights out on the trail of blood and dust. You lose my sin and make me just. Out on the trail of blood and dust. A good song, a good song. Is it the melody that lingers when we're gone? Or is it a beat that gets you tapping your feet? Or a phrase that brings you down to your knees? What makes a good heart? That we get from the start? Are we shining our light, or are we chasing praise that only ends up as echoes in this noisy place? If I sing about a sunny day, will it make you smile? If I cry through the pain, will you stay? Through. It's not my strength, not
every ray of light that's shining through. If there's good in me, it's you, every ray of light that's shining through.
Seven.